When an indicator naturally moves up and down on a daily or weekly basis, as in this example, then showing measurements over a longer time frame using monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, half-yearly, or annual, yearly values can make sense. These longer time frames can give a more stable picture of the typical situation. So how do we select the right time frame? This depends on our purpose. For reporting purposes, Sister Sina and her team will decide to use a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual version of the indicator depending on the reporting requirements.